My name is State Representative Dan Kaiser, running for re-election for my third term. My full-time job, I'm a police officer with the City of Aberdeen, have been so for the last 13 and a half years. Married to my beautiful wife, Laura, and we have two children, Jax, who's 5, and Ava, who is 2.
Thank you. Our first question is, what would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
One thing I'd like most folks in South Dakota and outside of South Dakota to know is what a great destination place Aberdeen is. With our Wiley Park set up for camping, all the events available for children and adults to enjoy there, from mini golf, golf carts, to storybook land. There's a little lake there for the kids to swim. It's a beautiful campground area. And then on the south end of town, we have a great water park that the kids, and from what I'm told, even some parents really enjoy. So I think that's one thing that's kind of, I don't want to say underrated, but it seems to get overlooked a little bit as far as what a great place this is for a weekend trip or even a few more days to bring the family and have a good time.
Can you discuss a major issue or a topic you want the legislature to address?
One of the issues that's come to light that I've worked with the Legislative Research Council on as far as typing up legislation for is the issue we have right now for people who live within a 3-mile radius of any incorporated city. They essentially live under legislation without representation. And what I mean by that is if they live within that 3 miles from a city, the city council can vote in new rules, laws, regulations for those folks to follow, although they don't even have a voice when it comes to voting for the city aldermen or city councilmen and women who are making these new laws for them. A good example would be Farmer John lives 2 miles outside of a city, and he would like to put up an extra garage for maybe one of his implements, big equipment, whatnot. Depending upon the city's rules, he might have to have a certain percentage of that garage in reference to his home. Well, for agricultural needs, I think that is just, well, it's flat ridiculous. If you don't live within the city, if you don't have representation, you shouldn't have to live under these particular guidelines that the cities are setting up. And it's really hindering those rural folks, like I said, don't even have a voice in the matter, and I think that's just a shame.
What legislation or solutions will you bring forward to deal with this?
Well, like I mentioned, I've been working with the Legislative Research Council now on typing up a couple different bills. One would exclude that 3-mile radius, and the other bill would incorporate in the county commissioners to help make a decision as far as what rules and legislation they have to live under. So we've got a couple ideas on the table. The bills aren't finalized. I'm still working on the proper language for them, but it is an issue that I think needs to be addressed. And what frustrates me is because it affects such a small percentage of the South Dakota population, is a lot of time that gets overlooked. And I've made a career focusing on the individual, and I feel like this shouldn't be overlooked just because it's such a small population. These people are being hurt by some of these ridiculous regulations, and I'd like to see that addressed. So like I said, I've got a couple bills in the hopper that I'm working on final language for.